300-acre wildfire near Sutton came dangerously close to the Glen Highway this morning. The highway was temporarily closed at mile 54 while firefighting crews used a bulldozer to construct a fire line to prevent the flames from reaching the road. The highway was reopened around 11 a.m., but motorists are asked to expect delays due to smoke and firefighting crews along the road between mile 54 and 58. Meanwhile, windy conditions are thwarting fire crews' efforts to contain the Moose Creek blaze. Fire Information Officer Tim Mowry says most of the firefighting efforts are focused on the western perimeter, which is the most active.
Been a real challenge with, cold conditions. You get hoses freezing up, pumps freezing up, and it's nasty conditions, wind, 20, 30 mile an hour winds that are, helping to drive this fire and just making it miserable for our guys out there fighting it.
About 50 additional firefighters were being brought in today to support the effort. The State Division of Forestry has laid off most fire crews at the usual end of the summer fire season, so personnel from the Alaska Air National Guard and from the BLM Alaska Fire Service have been called in to help local crews. The Moose Creek fire was reported early Saturday morning. Strong winds and cold temperatures in the Mat-Su during the past 3 days have hampered firefighting efforts. The high winds have caused spot fires produced by flying embers, and winds have knocked out power in some areas, sparking at least one new fire today. Norm McDonald is a state fire division manager.
We've had several other fires this morning, last night, and have a new 5-acre fire up by King River just past Sutton. We're working on right now. We've got two helicopters and a couple engines on that fire. It's caused by a down power line.
This most recent fire is about 10 miles from the Moose Creek blaze. Winds are expected to subside by tomorrow, which should give crews a better chance to contain the fires.